Welcome, dear listener and dear friend, in the journey of discovering the will of God in our lives. Shalom. What a great joy it is to continue to study, even from the book of 1 Thessalonians. Today, we want to deal with chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. We want to tackle on a very important topic, that is the day of the Lord. The day of the Lord. It's surprising that Paul had talked about the day of the Lord within the time he opened this church, the Thessalonian church, for only three Sabbaths. Or 3 weeks. If he was meeting daily with them, could be 3 weeks or 21 days. But if he was only meeting for the Sabbath day only, that's on a Saturday, could have only met for 3 days. Not very sure whether it was daily, but the Bible says that he was meeting with them in that time. But it is surprising the topics that Paul covered with his church, including death, including the day of the Lord, including the second coming of Jesus, including how they should live and how they should work. What a great disciple this man is. We can learn a lot. We can learn even the topics and the content we can cover with the new believer. Here, we are covering with each other and we focus on understanding the day of the Lord. It is said that there are three important days in a man's life, in a person's life here on earth. Three important days on earth. Number one, it is the day that you appeared on earth. It is the day that you are born. Remember, we existed before we appeared here on earth. God told Jeremiah, I knew you even before you were born. Even before you entered in your mother's womb, I knew you. So talking about the day, not the day you entered in your mother's womb, but the day you left your mother's womb, the day you saw the sun, the day you are born. And it is important, and we should celebrate that day. We should take time and say, thank you, God, for the day that I came. Because this is the day that you were introduced into your mission here on earth. Jeremiah's mission was to destroy and was to build. It was your day one of your mission. And it's very, very important. It's the day of your orientation. It is a great day. It is celebrated by many. Number two, it is the day that you discovered why you are born. That is the day you are born again. Not many people, not everybody experiences this day. Many people die before they get to know the second day. This day, it is the day that you get born again. It is the day you know why you are born. Unless you are born again, you will know why you are born. It is so amazing, so bad, that people come to earth and they do things that they were not meant to have done. They do all things except what they were called to do. Everybody who has not known Jesus have not known why they were born. Because the day we are born again is the day the Lord introduces us into our little mission, into our little purpose. We are here for a purpose. We thank God for this. This is a great day. We need to celebrate this day. Number three, that day is the day we will leave the earth. This is the day the Lord will come for us. This is the day that we finish our assignment on earth. You see, this earth as it is will not remain forever. We know that the earth we live in has got an expiry date. And each one of us, we will live this earth differently. I'm not talking about the day you die. The day we die is not a great day. In fact, we should be very fearful of this day. Sometimes if you die not having known God. But I'm talking about, it is the day we finally complete. It is the day the Lord comes to repay. It is the day when the Lord returns. That is a great day. You see, for it is called the day of the Lord. This day of the Lord, it's really given some very troubling description by Joel. Hear what Joel says. Let me talk about this. Joel says what he'll do in those days. He says, I will show wonders. That is Joel 2 verses 30. I'll show wonders in heavens and on earth. This is the day I'm talking about. It's a great day. Blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord. And everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. You see, that's the day that Joel is talking about, is the day of billows, is the day of fire. It is the day when the sun will turn into darkness, the moon will turn into blood. Before this great day, we need to be aware of this day. Even those who die, they will resurrect to give an account on this day. So I'm not talking about death. Death is a great day, but there's another one, because death is not the end. This is the end. And so as we speak here, Paul was able to speak to the Thessalonians about the day of the Lord. And it would be good for us to tell them or to remind us that this day is the day that you come. Let's hear what a few things that Paul reminded this church about the day of the Lord. He told them, now brothers and sisters, about the times and dates, we do not need to write to you, for you know very well that the day of the Lord will come like a thief in the night. Now, Paul starts by saying that this day of the Lord, he does not need to write about these dates and times. Why? Because they are in the hand of God. All what they know is that very well, what they know very well is that that day, the day of the Lord, will come like a thief in the night. That's one thing that he really brings out about this day. A thief in the night. Nobody knows when the thief will come. And even if the thief will have said he is coming, you may not know exactly what point he will come or she will come. So it is a time that is compared with the coming of a thief in the night. It is a night. It's coming, and when the thief strikes in, it's not a great thing. It's not a good thing. But especially when he gets you unprepared. It is, while people are saying peace and safety, destruction will come on them suddenly as labor pains on a pregnant woman, and they will not escape. You see, he also compares this day of the Lord not as a thief in the night, but he also compares as the sudden labor pains on a pregnant woman. You see, a woman gets pregnant for 9 months, but And the woman knows that I will get that this child be born approximately in this part of the month. Let's say that the man got pregnant January. She knows that on September she's going to give birth. But look, she does not. She might even have been told the D-day by the doctor or the day, but you do not know the time. You don't know whether in the morning, you do not know whether in the evening. You may not know, you might be walking and suddenly birth pang comes. That's why when it comes to at that time, women goes to the hospital, goes to the doctor, goes to where the doctor can assist when this day comes, when this hour comes. And so he compares that not that you don't know so many about the day and even the date, you might know the date, but what about the timings? But even the date, some people go and they think I'm getting today, and then they stay and the labor pain comes and then goes. So it is compared to the same that we must be a little prepared, just the way like the woman goes to the doctor just to prepare. That's the way we should also prepare. So Paul says this is how it looked like. But then he says, but you, brothers and sisters, are not in darkness, so that this day should surprise you like a thief. Now, apparently, Paul says for the believer, this day is not going to surprise us as the way a thief comes, because he expects the believers to be awake all through waiting for the Lord. You are all children of the light and the children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. So being awake and sober are two important elements for a believer so that this day will not get us as a thief in the night. So Paul was answering the church at Thessalonica that the day of the Lord had not yet come. There was a preaching, an erroneous preaching, that the day of the Lord had already come, and this church, they were left or they were leaving that particular time. They were already in the day of the Lord and they didn't know what to do. So they thought that they were asleep. They thought that they are late. So Paul says, no, you're not late. The day of the Lord has not yet come. And so they started to have hope again. You know, you only have hope for what you have not seen. Paul says that hope is only hope for the things that have not been seen. For the things we have seen, we no longer hope. So if the day of the Lord had already arrived, these people would not have any more hope. So Paul was returning hope to them. And remember, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Faith and hope are related because we have faith of the things that we are looking forward for the things we have not yet seen. For those who sleep at night, he says, and those who get drunk at night. We are not the people of the night. These are the things that we should not be involved in. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other, just as in fact you are doing. So Paul was encouraging the church and letting them know that the day of the Lord had not yet come. And they were supposed to build each other. They were supposed to encourage each other. They are supposed to help each other that they are not to be awake so that they keep waiting for the day of the Lord. Father, help us to look forward for this day in Jesus' name.